Mark Twain once remarked that life doesn't consist so much of facts and events. Instead, it consists mainly of the storm of thoughts blowing endlessly through my mind. Most of the time, I can deal with the facts of life without too much difficulty. It's the storm of thoughts that causes such a problem. Each fact of life spawns fearful fantasies that swirl forever in my mind. I will die 1,000 deaths before my final day of reckoning comes. Most of my problems never happen anywhere except in my mind. There is no limit to how miserable my life can become when I believe what the inner storm has to say. What I put into my mind becomes the wind that blows there. If I allow negative and limiting thoughts to gain entrance, a cyclone of negativity and limitations sweeps through my life. If I fill my mind with positive and empowering thoughts, I experience fair winds and following seas as I sail on the ocean of my dreams. If I don't control what goes into my mind, then I have no choice but to endure the storm of thoughts that I find there. I am the one who decides what will blow through my mind. If I don't like what I find, I can change it. All I need to do is change what I put into my mind. Surviving sandstorms is easy. All you have to do is hunker down and hang on until the storm is over. Surviving the storms of the mind is an entirely different matter. The last time I checked the statistics, over 18,000 people used guns to commit suicide in the USA in a single year. When I listen to the news and talk to my patients, it's clear that there's an epidemic of depression sweeping over the land. Now is a good time to buy stock in drug companies that sell antidepressant drugs. People are smoking dope, sniffing cocaine, and taking methamphetamine in record numbers. Just a few years ago, those same people were happy children without a care in the world. Even being a baby isn't safe anymore. Fetal alcohol syndrome and cocaine babies begin life in a hellish hole. So what went wrong? Lots of things went wrong, and nearly all of them are preventable. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Believe it or not, we are responsible for the storm of thoughts that blow through our mind. If we want to create violent children, then turn on the TV set and fill their mind with violent images. Teach them that violence is an acceptable way to resolve conflict. If you want to raise sick people addicted to drugs, then simply dump the garbage in their mind and watch them self-destruct. If you want to become depressed, then fill your mind with depressing things. It really does matter what you put into your mind, and if you want to have healthy, happy children, it matters what you allow into their mind as well. I don't know about you, but I've got my mind made up. Nobody's going to dump their garbage into my mind. My brain isn't a dumpster, and nobody's going to fill it with their trash. There's no room for violence in my mind, and there's no room for dysfunctional thoughts. There's no room for addiction, and no room for depressing thoughts. My mind belongs to me, and I'm going to fill it with good things. What I put in my mind is important because it becomes the wind that blows there. Newspapers report that there's an epidemic of depression sweeping around the world. They say that at least 1 in 10 people is depressed. I don't know if the epidemic of depression is real, but I do know that there is an epidemic of antidepressants sweeping around the world. Millions of people are popping pills to beat their blues, even though they may not be clinically depressed. They believe that if they change the chemistry of their brain with a pill, it will send their blues packing. People who are clinically depressed and who are suicidal clearly need to be taking medication, but people with milder mood disorders might try other approaches to therapy. If they do a better job of controlling what goes into their mind, they just might get better without those expensive pills. What you think about matters. Negative and limiting thoughts create a chemical imbalance in your brain and make you feel bad. Positive and unlimited thoughts restore the normal chemical balance and you feel good once again. What you think about determines the chemistry of your brain. When you think anxious thoughts, you create the chemistry of anxiety and you become anxious. When you think depressing thoughts, you create the chemistry of depression and you become depressed. You are responsible for the chemistry of your brain. When you choose your thoughts, you choose your chemistry. When you change your thoughts, you change your chemistry. You are not the victim of your chemistry. You are its creator. If you don't like your brain chemistry, you can change it by changing what you put into your mind. Don't walk the path of self-destruction by filling your mind with negative things. Instead, put positive thoughts into your mind and create a chemistry that lifts you up and supports you on the journey to your dreams.